Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. You guessed it. It's Frisky Friday, and today should just be called Kitten Friday. We've got little kittens in the house, and our friends from the Pensacola Humane Society are here. Tiffany, who is the VP of Programs. Lindsay, who is their adoption specialist. I like that title. So, ladies, how are you? You've got two teeny tiny precious little black kittens with little pushing boots, white boots, and a little furry chat. I'm sorry, I'm in love. Anyway, enough about me and the little kittens. How are you? Tell me everything.
We're doing good.
What's going on at the Humane Society?
There's a lot going on, actually. We have a big event going on this weekend.
Ooh.
We have our adoption fees are waived today and tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. So yes. How much are they usually?
Yeah, kittens and puppies are normally about $75.
Wow.
And adult cats and adult dogs are about $50.
So you're waiving that fee this weekend.
Yes.
That's a really big.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
And they're all fixed, up to date on shots, microchipped.
And all of that costs a lot, too.
It does.
The spay and neutering costs, some places, $300, $400.
Yes.
Sure does.
And the microchipping and everything. So you're getting all of that and the foster pet. I mean, the actual, like, adopting a pet for free.
Yes. And we also send out with a bag of food as well, just to get everyone started.
So this is the time.
Yes.
Okay, this is the time.
Good time
to
come.
So where is this event happening? And what are the times for it and everything? So it's today and tomorrow.
Yes. So the event itself goes on today and tomorrow. It's a Petco Love event.
Mm-hmm.
It's statewide.
So oh, wow.
All the shelters and rescues and stuff in the state of Florida who are in it. They waive all the fees, and so it goes on today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're actually doing an event at the Haji Shriners Temple on 9 Mile, and that'll run from 10 to 1, and that will be us, Escambia County, and Santa Rosa.
Wow.
So it'll be all three of us, yes.
And between the three of you, just having them as guests on the show, each of you are managing about 300 animals at this point, dogs and cats, right? So we're looking at over 1,000 animals looking for placement.
Yes, we have a lot, and we'll just have dogs there, but our shelter will be open for cats too.
Oh,
so you can still come in and look at cats and kittens. But if you're interested in a dog or a puppy, I would come out tomorrow because there should be a lot between the three of us.
Wow.
We have a lot going on.
Wow. Well, that's a huge savings, really. That's a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a lot. Okay, so the two little kittens that are here with us this morning are just too stinking cute. How old are they?
They're
about
4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
And they're related, I'm guessing, from the same litter.
Yes, the same litter.
All their other siblings have already gone out, so it's just them two. But they are best friends.
Oh.
They're so cute.
And what have you named them?
Yes, Fern and Moss.
Fern and Moss.
It's very hard to tell them apart.
No, they look alike, for sure, with their little white paws.
They do, yes.
Really cute. Do you have a picture of them somewhere in case someone's listening this morning and want to check it out?
Yeah, so on our website, they'll be listed under Adoptable Cats.
Okay.
And they're on there with all of our other ones.
And that's at PensacolaHumane.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's the website to check it out. And any of the animals are posted there, right, that are available?
Yes, all of our available ones will be posted on there. We do have other ones at the shelter that, if they're not yet fixed or if they're in foster, sometimes they won't pop up on the website, but they're at our shelter.
Okay. So if someone has a question this morning about these events or about adopting or even fostering, maybe you've been thinking about that, 850-437-1620, just text on it in, and I know our experts from the Humane Society will do their best to answer your questions this morning. So the event today is what time and where?
So it starts at 10 when our shelter opens. So you're more than welcome to come by and look at our cats and dogs and kittens.
And the location again?
It's 5 North Q Street.
Okay.
And we're open till 4 today.
Till 4. Okay, very good. So people come out in the lunch hour and check it out.
Yeah, you can come look at them. You can come sit with some cats and kittens, even if you don't want to adopt. You're always welcome to come and visit our friends and
socialize them.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I know we've talked about it before, but somebody may be listening for the first time. They really love animals, but maybe they just can't bring one home right now. What can they do to take care of that little, like me, I don't have a dog right now. I really miss it, but I love the doggy day out concept and socialize. So talk about that and fosters too, because you need those.
Yeah. So fostering is really huge. We are always looking for fosters, whether it's kittens, dogs, cats, or puppies. We have a few moms right now that are looking for a foster. We have one mom. She has 9 puppies.
Wow.
They're about 2 weeks old. We'd really love to get them out of the shelter because ideally it's not the place for them. They're just more susceptible to catching something, you know, than if they were in a home. So we're always looking for fosters that would love to take a mama home
with her babies. Yes. The whole family. A family foster we're talking here. And how long would we recommend that someone, if someone wanted to do that, what would be the time frame on that?
It'd probably be about a month, maybe longer.
That'd be the best situation, right?
Best situation. But truly, even if any amount of time, if it was a week, 2 weeks, anything like that, we would love to just, you know, get her out, get her babies out. Gives her a little bit more comfortable space to be in. And then kittens. We always have room for foster people to foster kittens. We have quite a few right now.
Okay. Well, I loved when first time I ever heard foster fail. I thought, oh gosh, what does that mean? But I've learned what does that mean? It's not what I thought it was.
Normally people will just take home just a foster for the weekend and it typically ends to be a very long weekend.
Yeah,
and
for the next 10 years.
I actually foster failed a little puppy, brought him home just for the weekend. And my mom was like, well, we could keep him a little longer.
That's what still it got him. Yeah, that's my fears. I probably would do that too.
Yeah, I foster failed a kitten too. So it happens, you know.
All of us tend to have at least one or two that we've taken from the shelter just because you can't help
you can't
it.
They're give just them up so once cute. They've been in your house that long.
Well, I don't know how y'all even work there. Mary, my friend, works there now. And so I just tell her, I said, I don't know how you're doing. She's been posting a lot on Facebook, that kind of thing. So I don't know how y'all do it because I'd want to take them all home. I know
we
I would.
Like to think of it as we have our home pets and then we have our work pets.
Ah, okay. So there you go.
We're always looking for good homes for them as well. Mm-hmm. So it sometimes is a little hard. Like you get attached to one and then they go out and it's a little sad, but then you got to think of it as like, well, they're going to their new home.
Right. So. With lots of love, hopefully. Yes. That's the deal. So we're talking with our friends from Pensacola Humane Society. If you've got any questions, 850-437-1620. So the fostering, how does the sort of doggy day out, how does that program work? If you just wanted to come by maybe on your lunch hour and just socialize with one of the animals, how does that work?
So it's super easy. If you haven't signed up to be a foster, you just fill out this short application on our website and then you can come in. You can come in the morning and pick them up. A lot of people take them to the beach. They take them to the dog park or they'll just take them to their home just to spend a little time out of the shelter. And especially on Saturdays, we get a lot who like to take them walking at the Palafox Market.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
also a really good place to get exposure for them. And then they just bring them back in the afternoon and it's super easy. You're up to however much time you want to spend with them, if it's an hour or
the
whole
day.
Afternoon or whole day.
Okay.
We're open to everything.
Oh, that sounds great. Because that's a great alternative, but it's great for the animals. And I've also heard it's great for y'all because you can't really tell what their behavior is like when they're in a cage, when they're barking and that kind of thing. So when they get out, you kind of get a sense from the person, well, did they get along with other animals? What was their personality like outside
calmer,
of the shelter?
Calmer environment to be in to really see how their temperament is.
No, that makes perfect sense. Okay, we're talking with Tiffany and Lindsay from the Pensacola Humane Society. Just text in 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Lindsay and Tiffany are here with the Pensacola Humane Society to tell us all about what they've got going on. So we wanted to talk a little bit about how people can help. So tell me about that. You said you need volunteers, right?
Yeah, so we're always looking for new volunteers. Volunteering can look, you know, many different ways. So you can obviously come in and help, like walk dogs and give them baths and stuff, fun stuff like that. And then we also really need cat cleaners. That's kind of one that's...
How does that work? What does that involve? I've never been a cat owner, so you have to explain that
so
one a little bit.
So our cat cleaners are crucial to the shelter. We love them. Every morning we have volunteers that come in and clean and feed and just take care of both of our cat and kitten room. And they just do a really great job. And they're always looking for more people to join them. It's great if you're retired or, you know, you're just looking for a way to get out of the house for a little bit. It usually lasts about 2 hours.
Can kids do community service hours with y'all or how would that work at all?
So they can if they're 16 or older with a parent.
Gotcha. Okay.
You have to be 18 in order to handle the dogs and stuff like that on your own.
That's why I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, so they have to be 16.
16 with a parent.
And then 18 otherwise. But there might be kids that are in community college or that need some community service hours. You never know. So, okay.
We always have room for that. And then there's also, you can come and help do laundry. We have two really great ladies who come and do our laundry every morning. I mean, every Monday morning. And you know, they're really fun to hang out with, and they're just, they have a great time back there. And so they're always, you know, looking for other people to join.
Well, this is one of those God bless them moments, right? To have the people doing the laundry, because there are jobs that have to be done that may not be that pleasant. So if they're making it fun.
They make it fun, and God, they do a great
job. Good for them.
And
yeah.
Keep our laundry room organized and clean and in functioning order.
Well, so. Volunteers with any kind of a nonprofit organization are essential.
Yes.
To survival. Yes. So, and if you have something else, other areas, how would they find out what's available and what to do?
So you can go on our website under the Get Involved tab, mm-hmm. and you can just click on there, and it does a little brief thing about volunteers and what, you know, you can help out with. And then you just fill out an application, and then you do a quick little online training,
uh-huh.
and then you come in and do about an hour or so hands-on.
Sort of an orientation kind of
orientation.
Thing.
Yes, orientation. Somebody walks you in, shows you around, shows you how to do everything, and then after that, you can come and go as you please.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of people will come and walk dogs on their lunch break,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of get a break and, you know, spend
that.
Time with a friend.
Okay, so. That sounds good. Okay, so we've talked about fostering and adopting. We've talked about the volunteering. Okay, the most important probably thing of all is the funding. So with a lot of funding cutbacks these days for our nonprofits around the community, one of the things that we can ask for is maybe somebody doesn't have time to do all of that, but they love dogs and cats, or maybe they have animals of their own. What can they do to help you? How can they donate? What are some different ways that people could contribute?
So we do have our Amazon wish list, which is very big. We spend probably at least once a month. We go on there and just mm-hmm. make sure everything that we have on there is still everything that we need. We'll add some things with kitten season. Sometimes we'll add formula and little things to help them be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like our donation tab, where if you don't have time to really go into it, but you're still wanting to, you can donate just some money. And if you have any linens that you're not using anymore, or if your cat maybe doesn't like the food that they're on and mm-hmm. you just bought a big bag, we can always take it. We're always looking for food, toys, linens.
Towels, blankets, yes. all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Especially, I went through all my old beach towels, so I donated to one of the shelters yes. recently. I gave them all my old beach towels.
Bleach is another thing that's really big.
Really?
That we go through
of course.
A lot of bleach.
Of course.
And so something so simple, you know, mm-hmm. we use every single day.
Well, it adds up.
It sure does.
It adds up.
It's a lot of laundry.
So I'm thinking, if you're in your car right now and you want to do something for Pensacola Humane Society, this to me, I was telling them, I think this is the easy way to make a difference. Just go on that Amazon.com, you know, click on the Pensacola Humane Society and go through the list. Here's the easy part. You click it, you pay for it, it's delivered for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Right?
It comes right to our front porch.
Yes.
We love it.
Yes. So that's a great way to help out. But also, if they wanted to donate locally, maybe, I know people ask me when I talk about Frisky Friday, do they take food donations? They take other donations. How would that work? Because I know you don't want to just leave it at the door, right?
Yeah, we take just about everything. Pillows are probably one of the only things that we can't really use, but everything else we pretty much take. And we just added a donation box actually right outside of our door. So you can set it on in there.
That's smart. Yes. Yeah, because I don't think you had that before. So
we
it was
didn't.
Like you definitely do it during business hours.
We had a middle school class actually donate that to us.
Oh, how smart.
That was very sweet. But we take peanut butter, spray cheese. Those are also two things that are simple, but we use every day. It helps keep the animals calm during like medical treatments.
Oh, peanut butter. I know with my dog, that was the winner right there.
Yep. They don't mind if you give them a shot as long as they have
the
peanut butter to lick the whole time. So.
Okay. So that's an easy thing to get. Sure. So they can drop it off at the donation box. And for folks just tuning in, what are your hours and when are you open?
We're open Monday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, it's about 10 to 4. Thursdays, we do end up going till 6, just for people who are working late, and we still want to, you know, give them an opportunity. And then Saturdays, it's from 10 to 2,
mm-hmm.
and Sundays, we're closed, just to have, you know, the staff just to be able to get a little bit of a break.
No, but, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty accessible shelter, so
yes.
mm-hmm. that's great. So what are some other things maybe we haven't mentioned that you need or people could donate?
Another thing that we were needing is Dawn dish soap.
Oh.
We actually go through a lot of that too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're ever just like at Walmart and you pass through, you're like, hey, pick up one for us, and you can just drop it by or leave it on our porch even.
Mm-hmm.
And if you drop it by during business hours, you usually can come in and pet a furry friend too.
So there you go. That's
like it's a little twofer. Reward.
That's a little twofer. Well, I'm sitting here thinking about, especially so many people in this area belong to BJ's or to Sam's Club, any of the wholesale places, and you go in there and you could buy a case of something at wholesale prices.
Yes.
And I would imagine
we would love that.
A case of Dawn or bleach would go a long way.
We'd be so excited.
Yeah, it really would. It's the little things. You're always thinking of, well, pet toys probably still could use those.
Of course, always.
Pet
collars,
toys.
Leashes.
Mm-hmm. Harnesses.
What are some of the things that aren't that romantic? I know bleach isn't that romantic, but are there other things too that you can think of? Do you do puppy pads? Do you need any of those kinds of things?
Yes, puppy pads. Diapers we don't use as much, but I mean, sometimes it's very important and we do need them. But
in sheets.
Sheets.
Flat sheets, especially with puppies. Puppies tend to make quite a mess. So it's a lot easier just to lay a sheet down and just pick the sheet up once we're done. So flat sheets are always needed.
No, that's great to know. Okay, well, we're giving you some ideas on how you can help the Pensacola Humane Society. Their website, pensacolahumane.org. Their phone number, 850-432-4250. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes if you're just joining us on Pep Talk. This is Frisky Friday, and we got some frisky news for you because there's some great events going on today and tomorrow with the Humane Society. We'll tell you the details coming up next. Good morning. Welcome to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We've got Lindsay and Tiffany here in the house with Pensacola Humane Society. Been talking all about fosters and adoptions and donations and volunteering and all the different ways that you can get involved. They have over 300 plus animals that they're taking care of, either on site or through foster families. So they need our help to keep it going. So big event this weekend. If someone just joined us, tell us all about it, because I might have to take advantage of this now. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Yes. So we have partnered with Petco Love to have it's a Florida mega adoption event. It's happening statewide. So today and tomorrow, all of our fees are waived. So if you come in and adopt a kitten, a dog, cat, puppy, the fees are waived. They're up to date on shots. They're microchipped. And up-to-date on preventatives and spayed and neutered.
Wow.
So it's great.
Cost of that is well over $500, I would say.
Of course.
Plus, the actual fees are what, usually?
For a kitten is $75.
Wow. Okay. So. And dogs?
Dogs are $50, and puppies are $75, too.
Wow. So you don't have to pay that at all?
No.
No fees?
Nope. No fees, nothing. You just
okay. Are you
get
listening? This
friend.
Is your opportunity. So again, today. Where's it going to be today?
It's at the shelter today. Mm-hmm. It's 5 North Q Street, and then tomorrow we are partnering with Escambia County and Santa Rosa County, and we will be at the Haji Shriner Temple from 10 to 1. And that address is 800 West 9 Mile.
Okay.
And that's from 10 to 1 tomorrow.
So if they come out, they need to bring their leash with them.
Well, we have one we can
give you. Oh, you have one? Oh,
okay. We'll send them with a slip lead and a bag of food and all their medical paperwork, just so it's so easy just to get you go and get you started on your new little happy
Amazing. Life. So we've got 300 plus animals to take care of right now, I believe, inside and outside of the shelter. So hopefully today and tomorrow, you'll be able to find some homes for them.
We would love to. And even with the county shelters, we would love to help the county shelters, too. Get some friends out of there, too.
We've had them on the show as well, because we rotate every Friday. So everybody's doing such a great job. But lots of ways to donate, lots of things you can do. So let's just go over your phone number, your website, your location one more time.
So it's PensacolaHumane.org, and our phone number is 850-432-4250.
Okay. Thank you so much to both Tiffany and Lindsay for all that you do for our animals in our county and in this area. It's a great weekend. Hopefully you'll check out their big event today and tomorrow and go home with a new member of the family.
Yes.
It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. We'll be back with you again on Monday morning at 9 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3.